slice and it'll make your eyes water.
That's what they call it, onion, is it?
Mm. You have these onions that have this long stalk to them, kind of small onions.
Here comes the ambulance. Well, now we got the big Bermuda onion. We got the yellow Italian onion, sweet onion, and we've got the hot onion. We got the multiplying shallots, two kinds of them. There's the red and the yellow, the multiplying. The yellow is mild and the red ones are hot. And we've got the garlic. It grows in little separate things all around the bottom. And you've got the mace. It tastes just like garlic. It grows solid and that big, just like a tomato or, like a potato or like a turnip. But it's all got the same flavor.
Do some people call these onions with the stalk green onions?
Well, that is when they're early in the spring. And if you let them grow then until the summer, they'll grow with a bowl on them. Mm-hmm. Now, I raised my daughter-in-law up here before I go. She can eat onions three times a day.
Is that right?
Oh, she likes them. Well, they've had an accident somewhere. I see either police or the sheriff's car going out now.
So what about if, if you leave an apple out in the sun, it'll dry up and
swivel up?
Or what are some of these leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Lettuce and chard and cabbage and... Well, I tell you, they're getting so many different ones now. I see them in the gardener's books and all. I don't know them. They're bringing them in from foreign countries or they hybrid or something. I don't know. They've got them mixed up. I don't know what all they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about some different types of beans that you go around
here? Oh, my Lord. We've got three types of butter beans. We've got five or six types of bunch beans. We've got the pinto beans. And we just got all kind of snap beans, or they're called green beans, you know. There's just a dozen different kinds.
You got these kind of fat beans that come in pods, you know.
On the butter bean type or the marfats, they'll grow about, well, I growed some year before last for my daughter-in-law. She wanted them. Mm-hmm. I didn't want them. They would grow here, and I planted them. And they would grow that long, and they'd be some of them nearly as big as a half a dollar, five and six in a pod. Mm-hmm. The first ones I ever seen would fill out. Mm-hmm. Just like these big peanuts that they grow over in Tennessee and down in Texas some places, they won't grow, they won't fill out here. You'll grow a hull, but they won't fill out. Mm-hmm. And them big beans would make a big hull, but they wouldn't fill out. But these, I had just a little short row, and she gathered and put up in her refrigerator 26 pounds.
Over there. Right?
Oh, there was lots of them beans was that big. Oh, they was fine. While I planted a small butter bean on the running types, run upon poles, and I put them in my refrigerator. But them she planted was good. Now, there's a big marfat, and some of them call them the lima bean, and then the others are the baby limas and the regular lima, and then there's some we always call the muddy butter bean. They're purple and they're all different colors. You cook them, the juice is real muddy or brown.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling about your big butter beans. You want to know about different things. I told you about me planting them that she raised last year down there.
Mm-hmm. They said you put up a good many of them. What do you call yourself having to do to get the beans out of the pod? You say you have to
shell them.
What about if you wanted me to go to the store to buy?